Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Doug Gottlieb Show comes to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection of fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Yeah. We got a good show for you. Really, really good show. I'll give you my thoughts on Devontae Adams and his struggles in Vegas. My boy Brandon Whedon will join us this hour. We'll talk some college football as Oklahoma State takes on Baylor this weekend, a game that he's, of course, played in and won. And we'll talk some NFL football. Cooper Rush doing what he was able to do, only winning in Dallas as the backup quarterback, getting a chance to start. Of course, Brandon Whedon was the backup and got a chance to start when Tony Romo got hurt. Which time Tony Romo got hurt, I don't know. But he'll join us upcoming in, what, 25 minutes? Finally, somebody that I think matters spoke out about Aaron Judge and becoming the true all-time home run king. We'll get that thought for you. And then Dante Hittner Whitner. He'll tell us what his thoughts are on the Bills, one of the teams he played for, and the Niners, the team he covers for the NBC Sports Bay Area. What was wrong with that offense going back to Sunday night and just a dreadful, dreadful football game? Dan Beyer, of course, alongside. So, too, is John Ramos, and our producer extraordinaire, Jason Stewart, is here. Guys, tonight's game is super unique, right? Because this is a huge football game with one team that is 10-1 over the last 11. The other one was the AFC champion last year. Two Heisman Trophy winners, two national champion quarterbacks. You know, franchises that over the past 2 years, like, look, the Dolphins, they didn't fire their coach because they were a bad team. They fired a coach because he didn't buy into the quarterback and couldn't get along with anybody in the front office, right? They're good, and they were really good. They were good 2 years ago. Last year, they finished really strong. The Bengals, who thought they were going to fire their coach heading into last year, end up, you know, turning it into a Super Bowl berth, a game that they had a chance to win. And yet, it does feel like the uniforms of the Bengals are a bigger story than the actual play on the field. The storm in Florida is bigger than the team that's coming from South Florida, right? It's like last year, everyone loves Joe Burrow, and I mean, Jamar Chase is amazing. Their wide receiving core is outstanding, but it felt to many people, not me, felt to many people kind of fluky, like, you know, they got there, but there's a lot of things that go bump in the night. The Bills should have beaten the Chiefs, and the Bills would have beaten the, but they didn't. And the Bengals beat the Chiefs in Kansas City, go to a Super Bowl, and they gave Los Angeles everything they wanted. But isn't that weird? Like how brands become so diminished over time that even when they're good, it takes a while for people to buy in. And I don't know how good the Dolphins are. They are 3-0, right? Kind of survive Buffalo. I think playing at home absolutely helped them with the heat. But they did beat Baltimore in Baltimore, but felt fluky because Baltimore dominated the game. But they are 3-0. And of the three teams they played, two of them at least are expected to be playoff teams. And the other one's the Patriots, who Patriots haven't been bad. They just keep turning the football over. And wouldn't stun me if they turn this thing around and get into the playoffs. Weird Thursday night game that feels super important, right? Because, look, if Miami were to get to 4-0, if they're to get to 4-0, it's not a lock that they get to the playoffs. But, man, it sure feels really, they got to feel real. They'd be 2-0 on the road. Whereas the Bengals, they're sitting there, and the division isn't great, right? The Ravens dumped that one to the Dolphins that they felt like they should have and rightfully should have won. The Bengals' narrow losses to the Steelers in division, who aren't great, and they've gotten worse, obviously, since losing T.J. Watt. And the Dallas Cowboys, who they lost to, again, another close game. Now they get the Dolphins, then they go back on the road. I mean, look at the schedule for the defending AFC champs. Ravens next on the road. They get an extra couple days to prepare, but who cares? That looks like that Sunday night game looks like a bear. And then they take on the Saints on the road, who haven't been great, but everyone knows Saints have a ton of talent and are much better in the dome. Like, this is a slog for the Bengals. This is important. You can't go to 1-3 and knowing what the back end of their schedule. You got Tennessee on the road, Pittsburgh on the road, Tampa on the road, New England on the road, Bills at home, Ravens at home. Like, yikes. Back end of their schedule is tough. You can't go to 1-3. And for Miami, if you can get to 4-0, whoo, everybody's playing catch up. This one feels like a super, super important game that not enough people are paying attention to. Super important game that not enough people are paying attention to. We talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash any amount, any time. Talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. I feel like this is the game that Dan Beyer is most fired up about because of the helmets. And I honestly can't blame him. The all-white helmets for the Bengals.
Did you see the field?
I didn't.
So I quote retweeted a video, and it was an obvious joke, a really dumb joke I put on the tweet, at Dan Beyer on Fox if you'd like to check it out. However, the end zones and the midfield logo also will be white and black. So not only are the helmets and the uniforms,
right,
but they have made the field also have the white tiger look in Cincinnati tonight.
Ah.
Yes.
The old curtains match the drapes sort of thing.
Sure. Yeah, if you want to, if you want to use that one. It would have been odd if they would have kept the orange because of what they're doing. So I'm glad they went the extra effort. There are some teams that half bleep it sometimes.
Yes.
But also an interesting twist. You know, we saw the Giants on Monday Night Football, and they wore their
throwbacks.
That's the thing is, they were, but they weren't. They were their Color Rush whites with the Giants on the royal blue sparkly helmet. This weekend, they face the Bears, and they're wearing the true throwbacks where it's the Navy helmet with the Giants on it, and then they'll wear their blue, royal blue uniforms, the Lawrence Taylor, Phil Sims uniforms that you all remember from the Super Bowl wins.
I saw that. I did see that on social media that they're in the making of the true throwback.
That sticker that they put on the helmet and unveiling it was really, really cool. And now you got the Commanders wear their black helmets, their alternate uniforms against the Cowboys this weekend. Pat Patriot returns next week for New England. I don't know if he can play quarterback, but those uniforms will be back. So now you're starting to see the alternates. And the Saints, are wearing their black helmets against the Vikings in London. So you'll get a first look at the alternate helmet that New Orleans will wear as well.
By the way, wouldn't Pat the Patriot be listed as day-to-day? He's day-to-day.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Jay Stu, this is a weird game, right? Like, you have two really well-known quarterbacks. And when I say, like, why does it matter they're Heisman Trophy quarterbacks? They're Heisman Trophy National Championship quarterbacks, right? So it's not like no one knows them. And one went and played in the Super Bowl, and both won a national championship. You know, one was the number one overall pick. The other one, I think Tua was four, right? So you have two huge names, guys that there's a lot of, but it feels like there's not a gigantic amount of buzz because the franchise has been down for so long, even though the Bengals were good last year.
Yeah, so it's the Bengals are still trying to prove themselves. Tua is still trying to prove himself. So you have a couple teams thirsty for adoration and credit. And to belong, even though the Bengals went to the Super Bowl last year. It is kind of crazy. And I think you're speaking from your point of view. It doesn't sound like you're very interested in the Bengals.
No, I'm super interested in the Bengals. I'm trying to more gauge the national interest of it, right? Like,
well,
I don't think this game, if you looked at the schedule, like you go to what last week was Pittsburgh against who in the
Cleveland.
The Browns,
yeah.
Right? Like, I don't think Pittsburgh's very good this year. I think Cleveland's will potentially be good when Deshaun gets back. But, you know, without Deshaun like that. But that game, because of the names, because the Browns are so talked about, and they've been a little bit better. But that one, that game felt a little bit more hype-driven than this one. And this one is a team that went to the Super Bowl last year and the other team that's undefeated. And both, you know, like, a buyer, am I making sense or am I way off on this?
The thing that I think is important about tonight, and we're really going to feel the aftermath tomorrow, is we talk about Tua all the time. We do. Like, it's such a conversation. And I think it's more about the Dolphins tonight, is we talk about Tua, we see what he does against the Ravens, we see what he did against the Bills, and those weren't standalone broadcasts. Those were regional broadcasts. And a lot of people probably just saw the fourth quarter against the Ravens or just saw clips of the Bills game since Buffalo had the ball for 40 minutes during that game. What's really going to be interesting, I think, is the aftermath tomorrow. And it may not be necessarily fair, at least for the Dolphins defense, who was on the field for 40 minutes in that humidity on Sunday night. Sure. Now to come back and try to face Cincinnati on a short week on the road, that is a very, very tough task. But the conversation's going to go back to Tua again. And so if the Dolphins only hold the ball for 20 minutes tonight, there's going to be this sweeping thought that, you know what, Tua in the offense couldn't get it done because he likely would have only thrown for 200 yards because they barely had the football. And if they try to force it to Tyreek Hill because of this Eli Apple junk, now you're like, there's another red flag to pop up. So the standalone game of just this being there, I think, is very, very important for what we do as in this business and this format, because I think that's going to be the conversation you're only going to be talking about the next 24 hours.
Can I steal your take and make a new take out of it? It's really, really
yeah.
good. Okay. Yeah. It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Let's pretend like this is the first time you've heard it. It's genius, which is, you know, we think with the proliferation of sports on television, and I do actually believe this, Dan, it's just you're making a much smarter point than I made to start, which is we do think that all these games are on national TV, but they're really not, right? If you play at 10 a.m. West Coast time or 1 p.m. East Coast time on Sunday, you're going to get gobbled up, right? And when you play in the afternoon, you know, there's the Sunday game of the week on Fox, and then there's Sunday Night Football. But what you do on Sunday night, what you do on Monday night, what you do on Thursday night, those standalone games, it's a lot like in college football. Again, every game's on TV, but it's different when you're the prime game. Mm-hmm. It's different when you're the absolute big game where everybody is watching, because we don't have time to truly watch every other game. We don't. And the NFL is broadcast so smartly. I mean, like, everybody watches on Red Zone anyway. Like, come on, man. You know, you watch your favorite team, you flip over to Red Zone. You watch your favorite team, you flip over to Red Zone. And so we make determination out of what we see in Red Zone and what we see on the highlights and what we hear the sports talkers talking about, or guys like, you know, Orlovsky, like breaking down plays like, oh, he's awesome. And for the most part, they only point out things that are good. Those guys don't point out things that are bad. That's the truth to it. So the standard becomes a lot more because everybody's watching. Everybody in football is watching this game. What else are you doing tonight? Right, there's really literally nothing else going on tonight. I mean, could you go Aaron Judge home run chase? I guess. But you can flip over for that, although it's harder to flip over when you're watching on Amazon.
Yeah, and the Yankees don't play.
And the Yankees don't play. That makes it really impossible to flip over and watch Aaron Judge. But the point is, and your point is a smart one, which is not all TV games are created equal. There's a lack of buzz coming in about both teams. Hugely important game. And we're probably going to solidify whatever our thoughts are on Tua and on the Bengals based upon their play tonight, fair or unfair. I mean, here's the perfect example of it, okay? I saw RG3 came out and he said, you know, the toughest places to play were Texas Tech, and he said UConn, right? Because UConn was good back when he played. That's when they had been to a BCS bowl game. And then their coach left them before he didn't even give a post-game speech. Anyway, and it's funny, he doesn't remember Oklahoma State. They got mollywomped. I mean, they got, it was like, I want to say like 48-3 or something crazy. They got blown out that year. But one of the reasons RG3 won the Heisman Trophy, I mean, he's a great college player, was his first game of the year, standalone game. I think it was a Friday night game, and they took on TCU. And then his last game of the year was a Friday night game. They beat Oklahoma. Those two games, he was amazing at. Amazing. And those are the games we watched. Similarly, Reggie Bush and Vince Young. If people remember, like, Reggie Bush won the Heisman. One, he was the best player. But also, in their last game, Vince Young played against A&M. He didn't play well. Before the Rose Bowl game, he didn't play well at all against Texas A&M. They won the game, but they just kind of survived. And then the very next game was Reggie Bush, I think it was against UCLA, and he was a freak show. It was like four touchdowns, doing everything. He was amazing. And if you watch, and when you watch them up against each other, you're like, oh, okay, well, one guy's the Heisman Trophy winner. The other guy's is just a great college quarterback, right? So I agree with you. And it's going to be interesting to see how much we rush to judgment, how much people care building up. I think it's a fascinating game, but as much as how they play is important, who wins is even more important, because 1-3 for the Bengals, not a death sentence, but it's a hard hole to dig out of, really hard hole to dig out of, especially losing at home. And then for the Dolphins, if you win your second road game of the year against a respected team, respected quarterback, right? Like, because you can go back and we always do that. We always go back and go, well, really, look at the quarterback he was going against. Like, you went against Lamar Jackson, you won. If you go against Joe Burrow and beat Joe Burrow, like, it's really hard to argue with.
The selection committee would put him as a number one seed with that strength of schedule.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah. Like, check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Well, RIP to Coolio. He's 59. Yeah, he had one of those careers where you're like, I have no idea how old this guy is. Right? This is one of his probably three biggest jams. Right? 59, too early. Too early to go. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Let's welcome in Brandon Whedon. Of course, he was a starter in Cleveland, a starter in Dallas, and a starter in Houston. And he joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. And Brandon, this is interesting to me, right? That the Cowboys, and we talked about it, right, when you were the backup quarterback and got a chance to start when Tony got hurt, on how you felt like they limited you in what they allowed you to do. It didn't feel that way on Monday night to me. It felt like they let Cooper throw the ball downfield. Did you feel like they did right by him and allowed him to show himself, if you will?
Yeah, I thought Kellen Moore had a great plan. I thought I said that last week. I hope they don't put handcuffs on him and force him to dink and dunk it down the field. I just don't think it's hard to do that in the league. I mean, these defenses want you to run 12, 13, 14, 15 plays. It's hard to do that consistently throughout four quarters. So, yeah, I thought Kellen Moore had a good game plan, had some wrinkles. He had a lot of their base stuff, but he dressed some stuff up with motions and formations, and it still took some shots. And they came back to CeeDee Lamb for the touchdown after the big drop there. And I thought overall the plan was really good. And Cooper Rush played well. I mean, he did. He played really well that night. And that's gotta feel good if you're a Cowboys fan or if you're the front office for the Cowboys, because I don't know if Jerry really means it, but not that you want a quarterback controversy, but you got a backup quarterback that you can count on if his number is called.
I agree with you on that in regards to the quarterback. Let's talk the CeeDee Lamb thing, right? Like, he drops, I don't know if that was a touchdown, but it was an explosive play. It's got to be frustrating as a quarterback, right? You dial it up, coordinator, and he was even smiling like, I'm going to get the next one. But how do you handle it? You've been in that position. How do you handle it in terms of when I go back to that guy?
Yeah, guys like that. I mean, I always felt like, guys I played with, let's shoot Justin Blackman, for example, if he ever dropped the ball, I wanted to try to come back to him as soon as possible because I know he's going to make, make a play like that and turn it into a bigger play. The way I look at it, it never frustrated me. I mean, one, it's hard to play that position. Two, guys like that don't drop the ball very often. So, and there's plenty of times where the quarterback, you throw balls to those guys where they're not very good throws, or you may overthrow them or underthrow them, or, leave them out to dry or whatever. So, he knows he's got to make the play. It's not like I'm going to go up and get pissed and say anything to him. I think for me, it's like, how fast can I get that? When's the next opportunity? When can I get this guy the ball again? And obviously Cooper Rush did that and threw him a good ball in the back of the end zone. He made a hell of a catch.
Yeah, he made a great catch. How big a drop-off do you think there is between Dak and Cooper Rush?
Oh, I mean, I think throwing the football, I think Cooper Rush throws the ball from the pocket, as well as Dak. I think one thing that Dak kind of gives you is his ability to move around the pocket, grab those few extra yards. I still think they should run him down inside the 10-yard line a little more, whether it's zone read, quarterback design runs. I mean, he's a big body guy that can run, runs well, knows how to absorb hits, get down, do those types of things. I don't think Cooper Rush is quite as mobile, doesn't have the feel in the pocket quite like Dak does, but I think I think there's a little drop up there. I do think Dak's a little bit better player, but and rightfully so, he's got the big contract to go with it. So I don't think there's a controversy there. I think who your starter is, but like I said a minute ago, I think it's a good feeling for the Cowboys that if Dak comes back, he's maybe not ready. They can extend that one extra week to make sure he's 100% before it's time for him to come back and be completely healthy.
Davante Adams had a great week one against the Chargers. Last 2 weeks, not so much. And, of course, the Raiders are now 0-3. So he addressed the narrative that the lack of targets the past two games is an indication from some that he needs Aaron Rodgers. Here's Davante.
At the end of the day, all the Green Bay people will definitely still be on that and talk about, try to compare the stats and all of that, but we're not doing this thing for stats at the end of the day, so I don't think anybody's tripping about that. And nobody gets played like how I get played in the National Football League. So obviously we played professional ball together, Aaron and I, longer than what me and Derek have. So, and it kind of was a little bit more gradual than what this was. We jumped straight into the fire, had a few one-on-one opportunities in the first week and got 17 targets. So now people are changing that up, obviously, and, we got to change some stuff up too. And then, when you play against me, I mean, it's not going to be a whole lot of times where they just are going to go one high man and just single up the corner. And I mean, in a perfect world, we would love that, but it's going to be different because, it's just in the past when that happens, we've found a way to find the one-on-one matchup. So it's going to be a lot more cloud and double teams and different things like that with a lot more attention to me. And I think that, we're trying to find the best way to attack that and still be able to be productive in the pass game as well, myself and for everybody else too. So a little bit of an adjustment, but whatever everybody else is talking about has nothing to do with what's actually going on.
Okay, so help me out with this one. Is it the fault of their relationship, of Derek Carr, or of Josh McDaniels for not being able to scheme up a way to get him open, to get him more one-on-ones?
Yeah, I mean, what he's saying there is obviously there's going to be a safety over the top. So basically, all those routes down the field, the verticals, the comebacks, the the corners, all that stuff, or they're not going to be there because you got double coverage. So, you know, now they got to find a way to it's going to be too deep coverage to that side. So you got to find a way to high low those inside backers and throw, you know, dig routes and inside breaking routes in front of the safety. That's just, you know, that's what you got to do against those types of coverage. And, you know, and he's not wrong. He's arguably one of the best, if not the best receiver in the league. He's not, there's very few corners that can cover him one-on-one on an island for 60 plays. It's not going to happen. So no, I think it's going to take time. Him and Rodgers did it for a long time in Green Bay. That's just, you know, they, you know, and Rodgers is the best at, you know, audibling and getting to certain routes and just kind of freelancing, if you will. And Derek's probably not there yet. He hadn't played with Fonte in a long time since college. And obviously in college, you don't have really, most guys don't have the ability to do that. So now he's going to get double teamed, you know, until, you know, these other weapons, the Wallers and all these other players, you know, show that they can, you know, be a threat to the defense. I think you're going to see a lot of cloud coverage to that side. You know, there's two ways to get out of it. One, run different routes, change your route tree and find different ways to run different routes to attack too deep coverage. And then you got to run the football. You got to run the football effectively, force them to bring that safety down the box and run it till they get out of that too deep. And then also on top of that, you got to have these other guys that are one-on-one. They got to win. And that's just the way it is. So you got to make the defense change. And I think right now the Raiders haven't figured out how to do that, but it's early. I mean, Josh McDaniels has proven he did it in New England for a long time. I mean, he knows what he's doing, but, you know, just got to be a little patient with it.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Are you a buyer into Tua?
Yeah, I like Tua. I think he's a good player. He's, you know, usually pretty smart with the football. God, with the weapons he's got around him right now, I mean, playing that position would be fun. I mean, having Waddle and Tyreek Hill run down the field, just scaring the hell out of these defenses would be, that'd be fun. I mean, those guys are different speed guys. So, yeah, I think Tua's a good quarterback. Like I said, I think his poise, his athleticism. I think he's got a chance. He's got all the pieces around him to have a special year. He's got to stay healthy and do all those things. But yeah, I think he's more than adequate to play the position and play it for a long time.
Well, there's a difference between adequate and really good, right? So, is it adequate or is he good? Like, it's okay. I mean, it's okay either way. But what is?
Yeah, I don't.
Go ahead.
I don't think he's a top 10 guy. You know, I don't think he's. Yeah, he may not be a top 12 or 13 guy, but you know, I think he's a mid-tier quarterback that, you know, can do enough to win games. You know, his deal is he needs to find a way not to lose games. And that's by turning the ball over and making bad decisions. But, you know, he's not there yet in his career where he is, you know, one of those upper echelon guys, I don't think, yet. You know, it's hard to get there. And there's quite a few guys in the league that are, you know, established and are there. But I don't see him as that guy yet.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Brandon Whedon's our guest. Of course, he was a superstar at Oklahoma State before being the first pick of the Browns draft class, and started for the Browns, started for the Cowboys, started for the Texans. Joins us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Cowboys head to Waco, take on Baylor, right? Now, last year they beat Baylor in the regular season, lost to Baylor in the Big 12 championship game, and the biggest difference was Spencer Sanders, their quarterback, with turnovers in the Big 12 championship game, really kind of held them back. You know, look, Oklahoma State not as good defensively as they were last year, maybe more explosive offensively than they were last year. Baylor different than they were last year. What do you think about this game coming in?
You know, I've only seen Baylor play one game. I'm still kind of on the fence about him. I do like Dave Aranda. I think he's a good football coach. You know, I think their defense, you know, he's going to have them right defensively. I think they have a pretty good scheme and pretty good players. You know, it's just like I tell everybody, you know, Oklahoma State, it's all going to come down to how their quarterback plays, how Spencer Sanders plays. If he plays like they do, if he plays like he does in the, you know, the Big 12 championship game, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to beat anybody. But I don't know. I feel good about it. I mean, especially Oklahoma State going on the road, they're getting a couple points I saw, which is intriguing. You know, that's an interesting deal there. But no, I mean, I like this Oklahoma State team. Unfortunately, these corners and these safeties, and linebackers, I guess, for that matter, are kind of having to learn on the fly. I mean, they played a little bit last year, but they weren't the guy. They weren't the staples in that defense. So there's still some guys trying to figure it out. That's part of the deal. But let's just call a spade a spade. The non-conference wasn't real challenging. Arizona State wasn't very good, and Alcorn State and Central Michigan don't really scare you. So we're about to get in the meet the schedule. We'll see. I do like this team. I think they're poised to have a pretty good year. The quarterback's got to keep playing like he is right now. He's playing fantastic. I mean, he's putting up Heisman type numbers. But it's about to get real. He's about to get in the thick of it. And Baylor's a solid football team. I think you got to go in there and say your defense has got to play better than it has the first three games, and offense got to keep doing what you're doing. So I'm excited to watch this. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Why couldn't Oklahoma stop Kansas State?
I mean, Martinez looked like a Heisman Trophy winner, and just not able to stop the run. For whatever reason, these mobile quarterbacks give Oklahoma fits. I mean, that Oklahoma defense that night against K-State, I mean, look, they kind of reverted back to the OU of old. I mean, horrible at tackling, not very physical, secondaries not wrapping up, just poor effort on defense. I mean, that's not what you're used to seeing Brent Venables' defenses do, and that's pretty much what they did last year. But K-State kind of has their number. I mean, the thing about K-State, it's been like this for years. When Bill Snyder was there, it was the same way. You can't have penalties. You can't beat yourself. You obviously can't turn it over. OU did all that. We didn't really turn it over, but they had, I don't know, 14, 15 penalties or whatever it was. And you can't do it against these K-State teams. They're just too gritty. Too well coached, too disciplined. Deuce Vaughn, I mean, he's a stud. I mean, he's kind of a Sproles type player that can really go. I called K-State game last year. It was fun to watch him in person. I mean, he's a little bitty guy, hides behind that line of scrimmage, and he's got so much burst and explosiveness out of the backfield. But yeah, between him and Martinez, I mean, OU had no answers. And there's people around here. I try not to listen to sports talk radio too much, but it's funny to listen to them. The sky's falling here, and you live south of Oklahoma City in Norman. It's really falling. So as an Oklahoma State guy, it's kind of fun. I enjoy it. All my OU buddies.
It's beautiful. It's the best. People have no idea. It's the absolute best. The best.
I love it. I love it. But I really like K State coming this year. I think. Chris Kleiman is a hell of a football coach, and I think they're going to be a good team. The hiccup against Tulane, I didn't see that coming, but I do think they're one of the top couple teams in the Big 12.
Brandon, great catching up. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never see me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Do you guys feel that? Is that cold in here? Yeah, it is. I feel a draft.
Game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Game time brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Gottlieb. New customers get $200 in free bets. If your team wins when you place a $5 bet in any football game, that's code Gottlieb. Only DraftKings Sportsbook.
21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost for eligible game. 10 plus leg required for 100% boost. Opt-in required. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
All right, Dan. Game today is it's draft day, right?
It sure is, Doug.
I feel a draft.
And honestly, I'm sitting there, I'm like, what are we going to draft today? And then this moment of clarity came upon me. What NFL uniform do you like the least?
Ooh, the least.
We have talked about how much we love what the Bengals are doing tonight. Yep. But yep. There's another side of this story. NFL uniforms you like the least. John Ramos has got the first pick. Doug is second. I am third. Jason has the swing picks as it's a two-round snake draft. John, you're on the clock.
Well, it's a charge. No, I'm joking. It's not charges. Because that's you guys. For me, it's the Giants. I think the Giants have the most bland uniform.
Buyer, here's my question. Are we counting all uniforms from one team or just one specific?
You could do a specific, like a set. Like, I hate it when this team wears this uniform.
I just think it's just nothing to it. It's just a blue shirt and white pants or gray pants and... And all they have on their helmet is like Giants, or they have the NY. It's just kind of bland to me. So I would say, for me personally, the least uniform I like is the Giants uniform.
What a waste of a number one pick. I love the Giants uniform. So just,
then you like bland.
Whoa! Oh, look at John coming out counterpunching.
Jason, do we need to dump that? Because
no,
that was too hot for radio.
About to get smacked. We're about to get good about it.
All right, Doug, you're up at number two.
Jets green uniforms are ugly. There's nothing, no redeeming qualities to them. Green's like the least. And honestly, I mean, I would There's another green team that I would slide in there that's a much better franchise, but it's because they're a much more historically great franchise they get away with it. But the Jets green are just whatever. I mean, green helmets, green jerseys, white pants. I got nothing for you.
I can't stand the Arizona Cardinals. Yep. Home and away. Like, they've got like the red panel on the side, and then need such an upgrade. And when they wear their black uniforms and now this black helmet, I think that comes next week. I think they're going to wear it. I'm fine with all of that, but it's the home and road of the Arizona Cardinals that needs a facelift.
Which uniforms do you like? Not like the home. And the road.
The alternates are cool with me, but yeah.
I like the alternates. They wear those once a year. The others are fine. I hate the red one.
All right, Jason Stewart, you've got two to pick.
I have an issue with the pants more than anything, but for whatever reason, the Ravens' black pants are bad. I don't know if their tops are bad, but they're black.
With the white uniforms you're talking about?
Maybe, or black, just because it's a... It's just too revealing.
They look like tights.
I don't need to see that when I'm watching my football.
There's no stripe on it either.
What are you referring to?
It's just distracting. It's just distracting.
What are you paying attention to that distracts you?
Far too much exposed. It's too many lumps to look at.
I don't understand how the black exposes it more than white pants.
It does.
It's like, hey, Jason, we're playing football up here.
Yeah.
Up here, Jason.
It's like black spandex. It does something to the contours of the curves or something.
Well, this brings me back to one of my favorite expressions that I've come up with. I don't know if you know this, Jason. You haven't been with the show long enough. That yoga pants are what's the term I'm looking for? They're not a right? They're a privilege, not a right. Right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yoga pants are privileged, not a right. Black pants are privileged, not a right.
And then when the Browns go with their whites and the brown pants, I don't know if they do it anymore. I'm sure they bring it back for throwback or whatever. Yeah, that brown reminds me of a crap emoji. I don't want to see that on my football team.
At number six, I do not like the Philadelphia Eagles green. I wish they would be the Randall Cunningham, Reggie White, Kelly green, which are going to be coming back next year. I do not like this forest green of the Philadelphia Eagles, so I'm putting the Eagles on the list.
I think we all have issues with green uniforms, right, don't we? I mean, it's...
Tough color. I don't work well with green.
I mean, my eyes do sparkle with green, but I don't dig them at all. The Texans' Navy uniforms are blah to me.
Yeah.
Just blah. I know they're going to change. By the way, they announced they're changing their uniforms next year, rightfully so.
John Ramos, your final pick.
I really couldn't find another one, but I'll tell you what I don't like as a Rams fan. I don't like the Bones uniforms. I just don't. I like their white uniforms, so if I had to take out those Bones uniforms, they looked like they just got out of like bed, I would take that one out. So the Bones for me would be on my list.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is Game Time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
All right, Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. For the record, John, I like the Bone uniforms. The Rams ones are weird, right? When they first showed them and then the uniform display, I didn't like them at all. And then on TV, they really pop. The Chargers, when they first showed them, I loved them. I don't love them as much on TV, right? Guess who thinks Aaron Judge should be the rightful home run king? That's next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.